Jeremy, Katie, and Josh in the morning.
Mix 100.
First things first. God, I want to share this with you. It's kind of weird. It's just a weird observation that I discovered yesterday.
Okay, go for it.
It's a little gross.
Oh?
I don't know. It's just maybe worth a quick story.
No.
It's just like, it's a gross thing that I find incredibly appealing.
Okay. Oh.
My rec center has a little men's room right by the weight area and the cardio area. It's great. You can work out, and if you got to go tinkle, you right around the corner and in you go. Tinkle. I got to tinkle after I get my lift on. I don't know what they're using at this rec center, but the little mat in the bottom of the urinal is
gross.
Bright orange.
Oh, no.
Smell good.
Josh, have you ever experienced a urinal that smells so incredibly good?
Is it a little citrusy?
It's citrusy.
I know what you're talking about. It's the orange pad
that they put in the bottom of it.
Oh, yep. Okay.
And I'm not going to lie. Dude. Even if I don't have to go, I will go in and try to squeeze some out before I leave because
the scent is
so appealing from this urinal.
Katie, there's
some little dribble.
There's some stuff in men's restrooms that we get that you don't. There's scented mats, and the mats are there. I don't know if you know this, but the mats are there so that there's not a lot of splashback and stuff like that when you're using a urinal.
So it is. It's not.
It's
in the bottom,
a mat
like a trough
underneath. But you're talking at the
bottom of the urinal.
In the urinal,
and it
it's so good.
There are some scented ones, and when you get a whiff of that, dude, it's pretty dang good.
You can smell it as you walk into the bathroom.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And it is so refreshing and so appealing.
Katie, you're making a face.
It's
better than the smell of urine everywhere.
It is better than the smell of urine. But it's strange because it's like those scented markers growing up. The ones that smell like cherry and grape. And you wanted to lick it and put it in your mouth.
Yeah.
There's like an overwhelming sensation to put those markers in your mouth.
You want to put the urinal cake in your mouth?
I want to reach down, grab the urinal pad in there and chew on it.
Ugh.
I have never smelled such a refreshing, beautiful orange scent than I have at the rec center in the male's
urinal. Like a creamsicle, or
I don't know how. It's like a maybe like a citrusy furniture polish or something. I know there's some
like
orange polishes.
Yeah, like a pledge,
like a pledge, which is lemon, but okay.
But they have orange pledge.
But it's so just so delicious.
Well, and I guess you guys would get the whiff of that. Because, like, when I go number one, my face is not facing the toilet.
Right.
So I don't smell things,
it
right?
It comes
like,
right up at you.
No,
we're looking right down at it.
You guys are facing it.
We're like, admiring ourselves.
It comes up into your face. Like, so, yeah, I suppose you'd want it to smell good. You wouldn't want it to smell like pee.
It's just a weird, random observation I had yesterday. I got to talk about this and see if Josh has ever experienced it.
I bet you there are a lot of men listening right now that are like, yep, I know exactly what you're talking about.
The best urinal I ever saw was on the aircraft carrier in San Diego, the USS something or other. Darn it, I don't remember the name of it. But you can go out and tour the aircraft carrier. And the men's room on it, you go in, and they've got all the urinals lined up. And they have little soccer goals in the bottom, an actual net, okay? And then hanging from the net is a little ball that's kind of like on a string. So you can sit there and pee and get the ball into the net as you're peeing.
We are such simple creatures.
You are. I've seen the same kind of thing, but instead it's like the free throw line and everything for basketball. So it's painted on outside. And then it's got, you know, like the 3-point line as well. And so it looks like a court in front of the toilet.
Fun.
Yeah.
It like, makes peeing
The one
fun.
Time I wanted to be a guy is when I saw that picture. I'm like, well, that looks like a good time.
Fun little 15 to 20 seconds. Right
you know
I
what
can
I
make
could
a 3-pointer.
Now that I'm thinking about it, instead of grabbing the urinal mat out of the urinal there that's been used, I could probably find out where they're getting them and just order them that are brand new and have that scent and just like keep them in my sock drawer and stuff.
Totally.
It's a much better idea.
I've always wanted to put a urinal in my house. That is something I've always wanted to do is like, you know, finish the basement or something and have a urinal down there.
One in the garage. One in the garage would be nice. Too. If you're out tinkering in the garage, you can just walk over and pee in it.
Oh my gosh,
is a toilet
perfect.
Really that much more of a hassle than a urinal?
Yeah, it actually is, Katie.
Yeah, and especially when you're sleeping or waking up from sleep to go use a restroom. Yeah.
It would be nice just to stand
there. It's just easy. Yeah. Okay.
And sometimes you miss, and that's
hard.
You
learn something new. This is sometimes my learn something new today. Okay. Yeah. All right. It's fun. I actually have something that was kind of funny happened to me this week. I saw a story about a woman in Florida. She was scammed out of like $15,000 because somebody used her daughter's voice and then cloned it to demand all this fake bond money. And it got me like, this is so much easier than we think. Like the woman said that she's like, nobody would be able to convince me it wasn't her. I know my daughter's cry. And what they said is that she got in an accident. That's what the fake story was. Is somebody called with her voice and said, Mom, I've been in an accident. There was a pregnant woman in the car and they're going to be taking me away. Like the police are going to arrest me because I hurt this pregnant woman. And she was very believable. And so the mom literally wired $15,000 to this scam artist.
Oh my gosh.
And before she knew it, I mean, it was all gone. But she said the voice was identical to her daughter's and it didn't sound robot-y. I think that that's
any more you don't know.
Is,
it's flawless.
It is so seamless.
We might be AI. You don't even know.
Well, and that's the thing is we put our voices out there way more than the normal person. So that's why.
But it's just easier to clone.
Yeah, I took it upon myself to be like, Mom, if I call you asking for bail money, don't listen to me. And she's like, what did you do?
Seriously, though,
no,
yeah.
Really,
so I've heard these stories. What you need to do is they say have a conversation with your kids, even if they're in their teens or, you know, grown up, and come up with a code word or a code phrase where if this happens.
That's so smart.
And they call in and they're like, I need bail money. You're like, okay, you bet I will. What's our code word that we have between each other?
Genius.
Yeah, so they go, you got to do that.
See, I need to call my mom back now.
They say you do that too with your kids. Like if you, you know, if you're generally the only ones that pick them up from school or something, but there's a day that you need a friend or somebody else to pick them up, your kids can be like, okay, I'll go with you, but you got to give me the code word that my mom gave me this morning. So I know that you're legit.
That's
so
smart.
She really, I think I worried her because I think she thought I was going to jail.
Yeah, she's like, what are you
doing?
What
kind of stuff did you get into?
So much scams. You can tell me. So scary anymore, isn't it?
Yeah. My real name is Katrina. And so she's like, Katrina, you can tell me. Are you in? Did you meet some people? Are you in some trouble? Like, you can tell me. I was like, Mom, I'm just trying to warn you. If AI tries to take money from you, don't give it to
her. Katie, call her back today and come up with a code word.
I need to.
Orange urinals cakes. Orange
urinal cakes
is what it should be.
Katie, we just got a text here that said the same thing happened to my mom, exact same thing, and she was in hysterics. My dad was on the way to the bank when they finally got a hold of me.
Oh my God. See?
This
is
insane.
It's a thing. This is eye-opening.
Becoming so much more common. So yeah, our message, we just want to make sure we get the word out about it because that is freaky.
Come up with your secret phrases with your kids. It'll do wonders.
Absolutely.
Do it, do it, do it. Get on it.